Hey folks, welcome to the show, and I am here to talk to you about how work-life balance is a strategic path to family success and fulfillment, a strategic decision, and I'm going to explain how. This is episode 126.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, friends. I want to talk to you today about how work-life balance is a strategic path to family success and fulfillment. Now, when you think about that, work-life balance is a path to success and fulfillment with you and your family. There are really three parts of this statement. First part is work-life balance, and then second part, success, third part, fulfillment. I want to go in some detail with these. So if we think about first, work-life balance. Now, for regular listeners, you know that my definition of work-life balance is about are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? You know, that's really what it's about. Now, it's not about how much time you work or sleep, spend time with family. It's just not about putting in time. It really isn't. It's about, are your daily behaviors, your routines, your habits, are they in alignment? Are they fulfilling your priorities in life? Now, I'm not here to preach to you about what your priorities ought to be, but I will tell you, after teaching thousands of law enforcement officers and firefighters and other professionals out there, your health and your family are generally 99% of the time in my workshops are the two top priorities in people's lives when it comes down to it, health and family. Now, this does not come to a surprise to me because in my PhD work that was published a couple years ago, in my independent case studies, I had five different professionals in this case study, in this multiple case study, that is that the research ended up producing a work-life balance model, and we call it the self-care flourished living model. And the reason why it's called self-care flourished living is because all of these folks that were doing so well in their careers, so well in their with their families, and so well with their health and wellness, is that the secret to it and the themes that came out of this research is that they put their self-care first. And when I talk about self-care, there were actually four components of this. It was their physical care, their psychological care, their social and spiritual care. Now, I'll get more into that in a little bit, but I wanted to share with you, that's really what work-life balance is. It's about taking great care of your health and wellness, those four quadrants, and then that promotes, and everything seems to fall into place after that, career and family. But first, let me take you to the second part of that path, right? What is success? Because I think we need to try to really understand, if we're going to think about how work-life balance is a strategic decision or a strategic path to success and fulfillment, we need to probably agree on what is success. And again, I'm not here to tell you what success ought to be. Now, I believe our American culture, for those living in the United States listening to this podcast, I believe success has been for a long time about wealth and power. I call it the Wall Street definition of success. We are getting people to work longer, more and more and more. You know, you look at the tech giants out there, they want you to stay at work all the time, completely. Just stay at work because you can nap at work. We give you free food. You can get your hair cut. You can get daycare. You can get elderly care. You name it. You can see a doctor, probably a therapist. You can do everything at some of these huge tech giant campuses, right? But what can't you do? you can't make it to your kid's ball game. You can't take your spouse out on a date. You know, they take you away from that family. So now, are they rich? Do they make a lot of money? Do they earn a lot of stock? I call it, again, the Wall Street definition of success. Well, is that success for you? What does success look like for you? When you are looking at your life right now, what is success? And if you could fast forward 10 years, 20 years down the road, and you take a look back over your shoulder, what would success look like? Now, I know a lot of first responders out there that they are working very, very hard. They volunteer for any overtime. They're the first to pick up the overtime. They are fantastic providers for their family. And as a matter of fact, a friend of mine became a friend of mine because of the work that I do. And I had him on the podcast. His name is Andy Starnes. He's a fire chief. And Andy was telling me a story about how he was working a lot, and he has his own training company. He is an outstanding trainer on thermal imaging in the fire service. And Andy was telling me that he was starting to travel a lot, doing his teachings, plus doing his work, his chief work, all of that. And he was a fantastic provider for his family. He has a wife and a daughter. And one day he came home, wasn't too long ago, and he came home. He was telling me the story to where he said his wife sat him down and said, "Andy, I've got to tell you, you are a fantastic financial provider for your family, for me and your daughter. You are extraordinary, but you are a lousy husband and a lousy father." As he shares his story, Andy says, "Wow, what a slap in the face." It woke him up. And then when he started thinking about things, he started realizing, wow, some of my life got off course. And so he made a change. He made a shift. He made a shift to defining what success was in his life. And he started putting his wife first, his daughter first, his spirituality first. And you know what he's doing today? He's doing all the great work that fire chief does. And he does all the great work that a great instructor in the fire service does. But he's also there for his child, there for his wife, brings them along sometimes, and he's just balanced it out. Again, he changed his definition of success. But the real question is, how do you define success? Now, you know, it can be money, it can be prestige, power, all that stuff. Those are nice things, right? But I'll tell you, though, what I have found in so many people, when they are that extraordinary achiever, they achieve an abundance of wealth, power, or prestige in life. And when they get to a certain point, they look back with regret. And I'm encouraging you, and I want to inspire you to really think about how you define success and how you will, when you look back over your shoulder over the decades or years of in life, and think about what is success. Because I do not want you to be hit with regret. Because if you talk to people that are older and their kids are grown and they're out the door, they have many, many stories of should have, could have, would have. Yeah, I wish I would have made it more to my children's events. I wish I would have dated my spouse more. I wish I would have taken the time to spend time to be present and to be closer and to develop those close personal relationships. But you know what? You still have time. You absolutely have time, because it's all about making daily decisions and developing some new habits and routines in your life that can change that definition of success. But there's that other piece, though, success and fulfillment. And think about, what is fulfillment? You know, if we just think about, take a dictionary definition, it's the achievement of something desired. And I think that's where a lot of times in our culture, we get thrown off track by whether it's Wall Street, politicians, or whomever out there, that success is about return on investment. It's about money, right? But I'll tell you, fulfillment, I think it's a lot more than that. I think we need to start looking at the bigger picture, the whole picture. You can be successful at everything you choose to do in life. I know you want to love your family. I know you want to love your spouse. I know you want to love your children. They need you. They need you more than money. Now, we all need money. We all need to survive and do well and actually thrive, right? But they need your leadership and guidance. That is what your family needs, because again, this is about success and fulfillment. And if you think about something you desire, I know you want your spouse to be happy. I know you want your children to be happy. I know you want them to be healthy, all of them. I know you want them to grow up and go through life achieving their desires. Now, last week I talked about how your children and spouse are watching. You know, they are always watching. I think it was actually episode 124. And I always like to say too, is that they're watching a lot of times and they don't even know they're watching. They're watching you though. They're watching to see if you are present with them when you are with them, right? And I don't mean when you are with them, are you present? Are you tuned in? And I don't mean when you have your social media or texting or looking at your phone or whatever it may be. I'm not, you know, that's not tuned in. I mean tuned in, right? Zoning in on them. Are you present with them? Because they're watching. And they're watching how you are living your life. They're watching if you have those positive health and wellness habits. They're watching if you are expressing love to your spouse. And when I say love, I'm talking not just the words, I love you, you know, and are you expressing that to your children? The words, I love you. Now, for some, you may say, well, of course I am. But I'll tell you, for others, it's not automatic. It's not something that everyone grows up with or has in their life. I could go into stories and stories about that, of how I grew up. But, you know, but when we think about the words of love, and I want to talk about love as a verb. Now, I always enjoy reading certain scriptures, and one of them, of course, is Corinthians on love. And I think it's a great way to describe love as a verb. And I think you know what I mean. If you, many of you who are married, this is probably in some of your wedding vows. See if this rings a bell. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is not rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable. And I love those first two, right? Love is kind. Love is patient. Now, I could go in and tell a joke. Let's see. All right. My wife's not here in the same room, so I'll share it. So, Marlene, this one's for you. Love does not insist on its own way. I tease my wife all the time when we go out to dinner, because we always split meals, so, which is a great thing to do. But she loves great tasting food. So I always tease her that, you know, she has to have her own way, and that I get to practice love is kind and love is patient. And she's going to kill me when she listens to this podcast. But no, all joking aside, if we think about love, it is truly how can we be kind and patient and look out for others, right? Now, when we think about, again, work-life balance as a path to success and fulfillment, right? First, we think of what is work-life balance. It is that those daily behaviors, right? It's about putting our self-care, our health and wellness needs up front, because we need that, right? We need that peace for mind, body, and spirit, but it's putting the work-life balance up front. And then it's about success, right? I'm encouraging you to think about how are you defining success in your life, or how have you been defining success? Because how you have been to date does not mean that you need to keep that definition for your entire life. You can make a change. You can make an adjustment. You know, a few degrees of a course correction goes a very, very long way. And then, of course, fulfillment. When you want to see what will fulfillment, you know, what are your desires in this life? I know you want to be a fantastic, effective, helpful firefighter, law enforcement officer, attorney, nurse, doctor, or other professional. I know you want to do that, but what else? What else is in your big picture? Do you want to be fulfilled with your health, your wellness, your spirituality? Do you want to see your children grow up and be whatever success is that you help them develop and guide them? Because remember, they're watching you in their lives. And for your spouse, that close connection, all of that. So this brings us to really how work-life balance is a strategic path to family success and fulfillment. And I want to focus on that word family because, you know, we discuss what work-life balance is, right? Success and fulfillment. But now the other parts, two parts of this, really, it's about that strategic path and family. So work-life balance is a strategic path or a decision. It's simply by you. It is a plan really to live your daily life, your daily routines and habits where you put that self-care first. You know, when we think about the self-care flourish living model, it behooves you. It sounds stingy. I know it sounds a little stingy. It sounds like a little self-centered to say, I need to put my health and wellness needs first. But I am pleading with you, the greater you take care of that, right? When you start putting your physical needs, your psychological needs, your spiritual needs, and your social needs, when you start putting that first, this is what develops. This is what gives you the opportunity to have the best mind, body, and spirit for you to work with in your career and with your families. You see, this is how we do it. We take care of our mind, body, and spirit. We zero in on that, and then it just overflows into our careers and into our families. Now, this concept is not new. I mean, if you think about it, there are scriptural writings about this that have been thousands of years old that teach us this. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these. Now, here's what I do to develop my mind, body, and spirit. I'll share a story with you on this. So my morning ritual, this is what I do. I start off in the morning and I exercise. Now, sometimes I'll start off with a 30-minute walk and then jump into my exercise. And if it's a rest day, it's the 30-minute walk. That's not really a lot of exercise, but those are all my down days. But one thing that I always do, I start my morning off with a walk. And I am highly influenced, and I absolutely love this guy. His name is Joel Osteen. I love his message. He is a brilliant, inspirational speaker, pastor, and I love his podcast. And I am so influenced because it truly helps me build that mind and spirit. And then that leads me into my exercise, which builds the body. So when I start my day off with an inspirational podcast, generally about 30 minutes long, and then I go into my exercise, and then I come back and I clean up, and then I go to work doing this kind of stuff, I start off with building that mind, body, and spirit. And what it does is that it helps me. It puts me on the path, the trajectory, to then give my very best in my work and with my family. And actually, folks, I've been doing this my whole life. I've always started my day off, or sometimes would do it at lunchtime when I was younger, of that exercise. Because I believe, and I used to tell people this all the time, I exercise just as much for my mental health as I do for my physical health. And I think those of you that exercise regularly, you understand what I'm talking about. So to really get back to this, effectively managing your self-care and really excel in your mind, body, and spirit, it will absolutely lead you to greater success at work and home. And that is what leads to fulfillment. Because remember, your family is watching. And whether they realize it or not, they oftentimes model your behavior. Now, I've been prioritizing this stuff my entire career, and it's actually which led me to write that book that was out on Amazon. It came out to be the number one bestseller when it was released, and the book is titled Lead with Balance. And it's really, it goes over a lot of my career and when my children were very young, of what I did with them and the time I spent with them and how I invested in them and tried to guide them. And honestly, fulfillment, it was achieved when I look back on that period of life and I reflect on those accomplishments and dreams that I had for myself as well as for my children and now for my spouse. You know, it, those dreams, they're pursued and it's fulfilling. It's a wonderful thing. And I cannot stress enough to always ask you to remember that your spouse and children, they're always observing you. They're always watching. You know, they watch your good habits and your not so good habits. And that's just the way we model in families. It's the way we model at work as well. If you're a leader at work, people are watching. They're always watching how the leader is behaving. Now, with my children, I'll give you some examples of how they've watched. All four of my children, exercise has become a part of their life as they've grown up as teens and started, some of them have started their, two of my oldest children have started their careers, and exercise is a part of it. My son's a firefighter. Yeah, he exercises and great nutrition. I mean, it's just a part of life. And I wanted to guide them that make exercise and eating nutritious meals the best you can. You know, we're not perfect over here by any means, right? But be on that path of health and wellness, and it becomes a part of your life. It becomes part of who you are. And when I say they're watching, is because they model that behavior. I wasn't forcing them to do it or anything like that. They wanted to join in and do it. I mean, my kids tease me now. We're in Florida now, and I'll go out and run in 85 degrees, probably about 70% humidity, and go knock out 4 miles and come back absolutely drenched. And then one of my teenagers or both of them will be, well, if dad can do it, I guess I can do it. So they get out there and do it. You know, they want to keep up with the old man at this point. But it's about that. They're modeling it. And actually I'll tell you something with my wife, Marlene. She has been blessed genetically. She's very young looking and just very fit. She's always been that way. Always been that way. Can eat basically whatever she wants, but she chooses to eat healthy. But she's, after years of being married, she's like, you know what, Donnie, I see you exercise all the time. I feel like I need to do that. You know, so she was watching me and I didn't know it. And it modeled a behavior for her. And now I'll see her where she, as a teacher, she used to tell me, I go, hey, what are you doing? You know, texting back and forth. And she's like, oh, I'm doing my squats. The kids are over in their special class for art or something like that. And it's her planning period. And she's doing her planning and doing sets of, you know, just body squats and stuff like that in her classroom. She goes, yeah, I didn't get to do them before work today. Or I see her, I mean, all kinds of just fun things where she literally incorporates it into her day. And she tells me, she goes, oh, I'll get it done sometime during the day, my exercises, because it's a part of who I am. And I think that's beautiful, right? And on the flip side, I watched her with her relationships, with her family, her relationships with her girlfriends, of how she cherishes those relationships. And I watched from afar, but you know what? It's just one of those things to where sometimes I didn't realize I was watching, but did. And then it was about a year ago to where I thought, you know what? I really miss this great friend in high school and all growing up and things like that, but we sort of drifted apart. And I do believe a lot of it was me. I got focused on other things and we drifted apart. And Pete, his name's John Klein. He's actually a retired firefighter from Dayton, Ohio. And if you're listening to this, boy, I'm so glad I reached out and you were welcoming to it. We rekindled that friendship and our families get together and absolutely love it. So I watched my wife with her relationships and you know what? It spilled over on me. So believe me, folks, people are watching, and you can watch and you can help. So when we, to wrap this up a little bit, you know, I've been discussing how work-life balance is a strategic path to success and fulfillment. And I hope now that you can see how it is a path. You know, I hope you can see it's just not a path. It's a great path, you know, because when we think about also, I want to just back up one second. When we think about that success, and it's not just about exercise, like I was sharing with you that they watch, you know, we all watch how we're living, our health, our relationships, as I mentioned, but how kind are we to others? What's our character like? Do we love God? Do we express that? Do we help others? Do we have positive thoughts? Are we grateful? Do we have a prayer life? Remember, they're always watching. And it becomes such of a way that when you see them starting to model your positive habits and routines, I'm telling you, it feels very, very fulfilling and rewarding. And let me take you to, I'll share with you some secrets that I've experienced to success and fulfillment. And it's just ones that I've experienced and I practice. And probably the most important one that I learned was to be mindful of my actions. It's to live in the present moment. It's to try to really zero in and focus on the communication with someone. I put my phone down. I try to listen to them, but I also want to read their body language. I want to become more emotionally intelligent or emotionally fit, right? And really read them, but be mindful. And also I've learned, don't rush through the days in life. You know, happiness isn't tomorrow. Happiness is today. It's what you make of it. And I've learned, don't rush through the days. And I've realized our days are numbered. You know, they are. They're numbered on this earth. And I realized I want to live each day to the fullest. And I want to enjoy the day. And one of the things that I want to work on personally is I want to laugh more. I want to start laughing more. Because I think it's a great recipe to health and wellness. And so I'll talk probably more about that on another episode. And the other thing that I've learned, and I learned it through the years, when my kids were younger and when I was running all over the place, I learned that I get to do things in this life. I don't have to. I get to take my children when they needed rides. I used to get to take them to school, get to take them to practice, get to take their homework back to school when they forgot it, right? I get to do things. I don't have to do those things. We go through life. If we just simply change that word from have to do things to you get to do things, that has been one of those things that really have helped me find happiness and its secret to success. So with that, again, be present, be mindful, watch them, listen to your family, listen to your spouse, your children. Take some one-on-one time with your children. I did a lot of that when my kids were small, and I want to do more of it when they are growing up and turning into young adults. And the other thing I highly encourage you, again, through experience, but not just experience, there are major studies on this, continue or start dating your spouse. You got to keep dating. None of you got married without dating. Why did you stop? Date your spouse. Have fun. Spend that time together, communicate more. It brings you together, right? So with that, to sum up the show, when I say work-life balance is a strategic path to family success and fulfillment, I hope you have a good understanding of how it is. Because you are setting yourself up. If you focus on your health and wellness, that has so many positive spillovers into your career and into your family. And with your family, your spouse, and your children, they're always watching you. They're watching you, how you live your life. You are the leader. Whether you want to realize that, accept it or not, you are the leader and they are following you. They are modeling you. So are you ready to make Work-life balance, a strategic family decision for success and fulfillment. Do you want to start making some changes in your life? Are there changes you want to start making? And I hope the answer, if it needs to be yes, I hope you are answering it as yes. Now you might be saying, well, Donnie, sure, I want to make some changes and sure, I can get better at all this. And I want to make work-life balance a strategic path. But Donnie, how do I get started on this? Do I go and listen to every one of your podcasts? Well, that's an option. Okay. You could do some of that, but I do have a quicker way. Yeah. If you've been to one of my work-life balance workshops, you know that I take you step by step of giving you that path. And now that those workshops, for those that are listening, you know, they're online now too. So you can go to Donnie@DonnieHutchinson.com, look at online courses, you'll find them on there. And they definitely provide you. It's the same workshop I do in person. You get a workbook to print off a PDF, and I take you step by step of working with your self-care, with your family relationships, and your career. And with that, I encourage you, if you have not checked that out or been to an online course, please check it out. I think you will find it, as many others have, extremely helpful. And with that, I'd like to share with you a final blessing, because I know all of you are out there. Life is stressful, and a lot of times life is trying to beat you down. But I want you to keep your head up, right? Be mindful. Be mindful in your work. Be present, as I know you are. Some of you have to be hypervigilant all the time. But be present with your family. Be present with your loved ones. Be present in your gratitude and your spirituality and your prayer. With that, may God bless you and help you stay safe, healthy, and happy. Help you become more mindful of those that you are with, and help you make the changes in your life on your daily routines to get them in complete alignment with your priorities in life. Hey, I'm Dr. Donnie, and until next week, have a wonderful blessed. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.